Proverbs 12:9. Let's go there today. This is a good one. I feel bad saying there's a good one because that implies that there's not good ones, which maybe the not good ones are just ones that I don't understand. So maybe someday God will enlighten me. 12:9 is a favorite of mine. Somebody read 12:9 from an NASB, please.
Better is he who is lightly esteemed and has a servant than he who honors himself and lacks bread.
Okay, better is he who is lightly esteemed and has a servant is the NASB's translation. Jane, give me NIV on that one. Let me see if it is any different. Okay, I don't know. Can't remember if there's a translation that doesn't say has a servant but is a servant. Has anyone gotten that? Okay, so there's two different ways to look at this, and I think the ones we just read are right. Better is he who is lightly esteemed and has a servant. Okay, so we're talking about one type of person, lightly esteemed and has a servant, as opposed to type B person who honors himself, right, and lacks bread. What's the distinction here? What If you were to characterize these two individuals, what would they look like? What are we talking about? What is person A? Lightly esteemed, yet has a servant. Lightly esteemed by who? Everyone around him, right? He's not impressive to anyone around him, but what does he have? A servant, which means what? He's got money, so he has help, he's made it somewhere in life, right? And he has a servant. So he's at a certain elevation in life, which at this point for him is impressive. He has a servant. But to those around him, how is he viewed? Nobody cares. Like, he's not esteemed in their eyes. However, person B, he who honors himself, how is he viewed amongst other people? Or how is he attempting to be viewed amongst other people? He's pointing to the name on the back of his jersey. Look at me, okay? But what does he not have? Not only does he not have a servant, what does he not have? Dinner, right? He doesn't have bread. Now, he wants to be really important in front of people around him, but he doesn't have anything of substance, okay? In Texas, the saying would say, that person's all hat and no cattle, okay? They look really impressive on the outside, right? But on the inside, when it comes down to it, they're nothing, okay? We would call those types of individuals posers, okay? When I was in fifth grade, I was committed to be a skater, right? I fell in love with like Tony Hawk and the whole skate scene. And, you know, for those of you guys that have been around long enough, you know, Tony Hawk's like legendary. He's a big deal. And there's a whole bunch of other people that have fallen by the wayside. Anyway, but I was totally into the scene, right? The problem was I was terrible. I mean, absolutely god-awful terrible. However, I looked really impressive. I bought all the right gear. I had the right deck. I had the right trucks. I had the right wheels. I had all the right clothing, except when it came to skating. That was my problem. So I looked great on the outside, but when it came down to it, I was terrible, okay? We've seen people like that, right? And that's what this proverb is getting at, is the folks that are trying to point to themselves and to be esteemed amongst other people, and yet don't have the qualities necessary to exemplify that fact. We never honor that, right? We never say, man, isn't that impressive? But the flip side we do, right? I came from a church in Texas, had two elders, okay? One of the guys on the elder board was just a fascinating guy, okay? Wore Levi's, drove a Ford pickup. He was a gazillionaire, right? He was driving home one day from Kansas or something and saw 1,400 acres in Oklahoma. Stopped and bought them. 1,400 acres. Just was like, yeah. And he's like, I'll tell my wife later. How do you buy 1,400 acres, right? Just, yeah, here we go. That looks good to me. I'm going to buy it. He was talking about going skiing with his family, right, and was got tired of the whole rigmarole of, like, commercial airlines, so he bought a plane. He just bought his own plane, okay, and flies wherever he goes now. So now when they go to Vail, he doesn't have to mess with American Airlines. He just calls his pilot and says, we're going to be there in, like, 2 hours, so fuel up the jet, and we're going to Vail to ski for a couple days or whatever, right? But on the outside, you wouldn't know that about him. He's not flashy. He wasn't one of those guys. I mean, other than buying an airplane. He wasn't flashy. He didn't need everyone else to acknowledge that about him. He was simple, and if you were around him and you walked into Starbucks, that guy wouldn't look a lick different than anybody else, okay? He had a servant, but was lightly esteemed amongst those around him. He had a job that he did very, very well. He got compensated very handsomely for it. but didn't really care. And when you see those two types of individuals, you never praise the person that says, man, I see that that guy's actually a nobody, but because he's trying to be a somebody and is camouflaging himself, well, isn't that like noteworthy? But for someone that has the means to do whatever they want and they choose not to, you say that's an awesome quality, right? So lesson for us is it's better to be lightly esteemed, right? And have a servant. So great. If you've got means and God has given you things, man, that's a great quality to have. It's great stuff. But you don't need recognition from the world around you, okay? The flip side is also true, and for any of us that have been through junior high, right, you're aware of that deal of the look and the external and the qualities and the brand name of jeans that you need to wear and whatever it may be. We've all been down that road so that we can fit in and try to be somebody that we're not. It's not a praiseworthy quality in Scripture, nor is it praiseworthy when you see it in any other walk of life, okay? So as I'm guilty of it and have been guilty of it and continue to be guilty of trying to do those things in life, it's not something that we should chase after, okay? So remember that. Better to be lightly esteemed and have a servant than he who honors himself and yet can't figure out how he's going to eat dinner, okay? So thoughts on that? Right.
They live on less.
Right. Yep.
Versus if you go to the high income houses, like 7 out of 10 of them are deeply in debt and have nothing mortgage.
Right. Yeah. Interesting paradigm, right? So, yeah. And someone figured out along the way, I don't need the praise of man to, you know, and I can live underneath my means. And so, yep, that's good. ¿Qué más? Good. All right.